V tem smogu bistre Ljubljane v četrtek 13. zopet razveseljujemo poslušalce na jutranjih sprejemnikih z novimi odkritji v miljeju neposlušljivega in vzajemno dopadljivega in vse seveda le v zajtrku avantgarde na Radiu Študent.
Bimontalna publikacija z naslovom Telus Cassette Series je začela izhajati leta 1983. Nekje v New Yorku so se Joseph Nehvatal, vizualni umetnik, Claudia Gould, kuratorka in Carol Parkinson, skladateljka, odločili izdajati revijo na kasetah. Za voljo Walkmanov, o, kje ste res zdaj, nekje na podstrešju še zaprašeni, modelčki zapuščeni, je bila moč kljubovanja radiju in ostalim komercialnim zadevam vidna v DIY principu snemanja po ceni kasetk in njihovem rednem razpečevanju.
Čeprav je bil medij revije Kasetka, so Telus Cassette Series oziroma rajši njegovi uredniki venomer pazili na enotnost in kvaliteto izdanega. Leta 1985 je izšla kasetka z naslovom Telus No. 7 Word. Različne sklope, natančneje različne revije, so ustvarjali različni ljudje, pač kakor so se čutili kompetentne. Nekajkrat so uspeli v izbor uvrstiti tudi kakšna šele sedaj legendarna remek dela, recimo Kristjana Markleja, trenutnega turntablista. Yeah! In da ne bomo izgubljali preveč časa, ker se bomo pri Telusu ustavili zihar še prihodnič. Telus številka 7.
Word.
Picture a familiar yet compelling image. Powerful locomotive shooting out from a deep mountain tunnel. The onrushing smoke blackens the sky. The roar of the engine assaults us with physical force. The unchecked demon hugs the track, hugs the very land. The scenery softens in its embrace. The mining towns and the steep cliffs dwindle. The train meanders over hill and dale. Now no more rude shacks linger in our memory. The countryside ripples and daffodils spring up. The frivolous, I'll take my own sweet time attitude replaces that of sudden urgency. Brightly painted cars in a caboose instead of their filth-covered predecessors. This last change portends a version of irrevocable authority. The design of the engine reverts to an antiquarian aspect, and the once vehement engineer now obligingly removes his red kerchief to wave at the onlooking and well-scrubbed milkmaid to bespeckle either side of the track to return his greetings.
People developing nuclear first strike capability to incinerate people. Sound like a flash in the pan? It's gotta be. You don't settle for what? You don't have to. Do you?
Picture a familiar yet compelling image. Powerful locomotive shooting out from a deep mountain tunnel. The onrushing smoke blackens the sky. The roar of the engine assaults us with physical force. The unchecked demon hugs the tracks, hugs the very land. The scenery softens in its embrace. The mining towns and the steep cliffs dwindle. The train meanders over hill and dale. Now no more rude shacks linger in our memory. The countryside ripples and daffodils spring up. Frivolous, I'll take my own sweet time attitude replaces that of sudden urgency. Brightly painted cars in a caboose instead of their filth-covered predecessors. This last change portends a version of irrevocable authority. The design of the engine reverts to an antiquarian aspect, and the once vehement engineer now obligingly removes his red kerchief to wave at the onlooking and well-scrubbed milkmaids who bespeckle either side of the tracks to return his greetings.
You're the initiation! You're the initiation! You're the initiation! You're the initiation! This is called Hung Up. We were about to move the next day, in fact, which I think gives one some right to be
blamed.
I called my friend, the man I live with, complained to explain I can't remember. He said hello, and after my first few sentences, no sign. Then he hung up. I instantly called back. He said hello, I said his name, and asked what happened, and then he hung up again. Perhaps I've been too demanding in the first phone call.
Needle Abbey was one such thing. It was a gutted and derelict apartment building viewed to best advantage against a bruised purpling sunset, when its massy bulk reared up bleak and forbidding, and the empty lots on either side provided a suitably ravaged and desolate setting. Needle Abbey was infested with vermin and clotted with garbage, and was generally agreed to be a fine example of this style. The landlord in question, Byron Gold, a charming man, with a carefully cultivated taste for the exotic, had even gone so far as to install a degenerate caretaker. The degenerate's name was Eric Spike, and this is how the story begins.
To je zadon stol. Zajtrk je bil ožji, a zato slastnejši. Jedel pa je Andrej.